This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The head of the World Health Organization said the planet is currently in a very dangerous period of the COVID-19 pandemic, noting that the easy-to-spread Delta variant has now been seen in nearly 100 countries. At a press briefing, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the Delta variant, first seen in India, is continuing to evolve and mutate, and that it is fast becoming the predominant COVID-19 virus in many countries.
The Delta variant is dangerous and is continuing to evolve and mutate, which requires constant evaluation and careful adjustment of the public health response.
He noted that 3 billion doses of vaccine have already been distributed. Of the vaccine doses given globally, fewer than 2% have been in poorer countries. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Friday she was worried about a UEFA decision to allow big crowds at the Euro 2020 tournament during a spike in the coronavirus crisis caused by the Delta variant. Merkel told a joint news conference with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson she was worried and skeptical about whether that was a good decision. Johnson rebuffed the concerns and said he did not plan to order a reduction in crowds attending the remaining tournament matches at Wembley Stadium. Crowd capacity at Wembley will be increased to more than 60,000 fans for the semifinals and final of Euro 2020 under a pilot scheme announced last week. The World Health Organization said Thursday that crowds at Euro 2020 stadiums and in pubs and bars in host cities were driving the current rise in coronavirus infections in Europe. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Belarus's leader, Alexander Lukashenko, on Friday ordered the closure of the border with Ukraine, seeking to block what he called an inflow of weapons to coup plotters detected by his security services. The move appears to deepen a standoff between Belarus and outside powers, angered by the forcing down of a Ryanair flight in May and the arrest of a government critic and his girlfriend who were on board the aircraft. Western countries have imposed sanctions on Belarus to punish it for that action. The European Union and Ukraine have also banned Belarus-registered flights from entering their airspace. Agencies are sounding out against a lack of access to Tigray province amid fears of a humanitarian catastrophe. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
In a strikingly frank statement, the World Food Programme says a second key bridge leading into Tigray was destroyed on Thursday, while no WFP flights bringing in UN or other aid workers have been allowed by Ethiopia since June 22. Emergency coordinator Tommy Thompson fears for the region if access doesn't materialise soon.
People have died, people are dying. And more people will die if we're not allowed the ability to prevent it from happening.
Even before the bridges were destroyed, at least 3,800 metric tons of food had been blocked from reaching parts of Western Tigray. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Rescue efforts continue in the aftermath of a partial building collapse in Surfside, Florida, that has left at least 20 people dead and 128 unaccounted for. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava said Friday that two bodies were found Thursday evening. Cava said authorities are also keeping an eye on a hurricane that is churning in the Atlantic Ocean.
We continue to aggressively monitor what is now Hurricane Elsa. We could potentially feel sustained tropical storm force winds as early as Sunday midday.
Florida officials are working on plans to demolish what's left of the oceanfront condominium building. The plans were revealed Thursday after concerns about the structure's instability prompted a 15-hour halt to the search for survivors. American champion Sha'Carri Richardson cannot run in the Olympic 100-meter race after testing positive for a chemical found in marijuana. Richardson, who won the 100 at Olympic trials in 10.86 seconds on June 19th, spoke of her ban Friday on the Today Show. She tested positive at the Olympic trials, and so her result is erased. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.